Three.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And President of Umpqua Community College, Dr. Rachel Pockran, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Nice to see you.
So a lot of things going on this time of year. Educational institutions getting ready to wrap up, looking ahead. I know you guys had a board meeting last night. Talk about some of the things that came out of that.
Oh, gosh, great board meeting last night. We have an amazing board of education. We're very fortunate in the college, folks who really love our institution and support our students. Lots of great information about some digital upgrades that we're doing at the campus, really our front-facing digital front door, as it were, for our students is going to have a big upgrade, which is what our young people expect now, and we will be cutting edge with that. And we also heard from our foundation that's been doing an incredible job of capitalizing on some grant dollars and brought in about $700,000 already this year of grant monies to support students and programs. And then we did raise tuition last night. The Board of Education voted to raise our tuition $5 for next year. You know, it's always a really difficult decision to think about increasing costs for our students, and it takes months of agony, to be honest, trying to figure out what the right number is to keep us sustainable but also have a really valuable product. And we think we've come to a good number, and we're actually super proud that we were able to keep that tuition increase to 4.8% at a time when inflation is 8.5%. We actually think that's a pretty big win.
You have a lot of things where costs are going up, and I'm sure for the college, you've got a lot of costs going up as well.
We do. Lots of our consumables going up, energy, obviously. And then most importantly, 83% of our budget is our staff and faculty. And we have the most incredible people doing really great work with our students out at the campus. It's important that we keep that talent and attract new talent. And so I'm proud that we're able to stay competitive and offer good wages and benefits at the college.
So where does this leave the college in terms of comparison to other community colleges?
Oh, gosh, we are still one of the best value propositions in community colleges, where we're one of the lowest tuition rates and pretty competitive with our fees, course fees and general institution fees as well. So we're still a really good deal. We have a lot of students who actually drive down from Eugene because we're still about $25 less expensive than they are up at Lane Community College.
So with this cost increase, students will be looking at that next year. Is there an opportunity for them, though, to kind of stay more at their current rate?
Yeah, so a couple of great things that we're doing. We are initiating a tuition freeze. So if you come in the fall, you will freeze your tuition if you remain a full-time student at $109 a credit hour for 3 years. So you have 3 years to complete your program, and you will freeze that tuition rate. We will not raise it on you. I really love that. I love the idea that a student can look at the cost of their education and know what the price is going to be. Sometimes that changes on students, and I don't love that for them. I like them to be able to plan in advance.
Well, I'm sure in some cases, too, for students where they're on a real, you know, essentially a very tight budget in terms of where they've got funds for schools, if they get into a program and then suddenly it goes up while they're there, there's always potential for them to go, I can't do this.
Exactly. And we want them to complete. We want them to come out with a valuable credential that's an investment in their future. I also want to point out that there's a lot of extra monies from the state and federally right now that will offset some of these costs for students. The Pell Grant is increasing by $400 a year. The Oregon Opportunity Grant is increasing by almost $1,000 a year. The Oregon Promise Grant is increasing. It's actually doubling from $1,000 to $2,000 a year. So there's a lot of additional things that are coming in that will support students financially.
And as you look at some of the investments that you're making around the school to help students, talk about those.
Yeah, we've got lots of great initiatives going. First of all, there's the digital stuff, like I said, that really supports student success. Students can find all their information and academic supports in one spot, and it's on an app, comes straight into their phone. We also have some upgrades going on in our library learning commons. We have increased free tutoring, and we have a lot of academic supports that will really help students get through their program. You know, there's a lot of talk about student debt, and really, if you finish your credential, it's not debt, it's an investment in the rest of your life. Enjoying your job and making a family supporting wage. So our job is to get students through and make sure they're successful. So we're putting a lot of time, resources, and human energy into making sure our students are wildly successful.
And even with a bit of an increase, you're still looking at a big differential between what students would pay at a community college versus a traditional four-year institution.
Yes. You know, and price isn't really an issue when you've got value, right? So, yes, we're still the best game in town compared to 4 years. And also, we want to be the most quality as well. We want students to see us as somewhere that's dynamic and a really great way to start their post-secondary education.
So, you've been here for a while now. How do you feel like things are going overall?
A while? Come on now, 9 months.
Well, that's a while.
I think I get new for a little bit longer, don't I?
I thought new ended after 6 months. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I am having just a ball. Roseburg is a wonderful, warm, welcoming place to live, and I have the best job in the whole world, so I'm living the dream.
Anything else you want to share with folks about what's happening at the college?
I'm just going to shout out to all of our students. You're almost there. It's almost graduation. Keep going. Can't wait to see you come across the stage.
Can't believe it's that time of the year already.
I know, right?
Dr. Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
839 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, The Morning Conversation.